once again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, October the 26th, 2014. In this sign of Virgo, in this immaculate conception, virgin birth, from which we all come, in the waters of noon, as the seed of life, germ of life, that we would call sperm in human vernacular, this virgin birth reality, which means sacred divine masculine, sacred divine feminine union, with no aid of any human being. In this reality, we learn of love for one another, and we become soldiers of love, loving a human being, loving a man, a woman, boy and girl, loving sisters and brothers, loving the oppressed, and loving so much, so hard, so strong, that we become soldiers for each other. I am the Christian ambassador, servant of, to, and for the Rastafari community of freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace through obeying Leo and Virgo, obeying life, obeying the waters of noon and the womb of Narnet, through obedience to Father Allah, Mother Allah, the way to peace through obedience to the Most High. Now, Ebola. So my brother, Dr. Phil Valentine, wanted us to know that when you track the places, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea, these three epicenters of the outbreak of Ebola, and look at the reality that oil and diamonds and all the other minerals, coltan, copper, etc., etc., and look at the reality that soldiers are sent to secure land and kill those off the land. So the disease killing people, soldiers killing people. I always say, look and see what the minerals and resources are in the territory from which the disease breaks out. And then you have mining corporations that are set up to mine the wealth. And so, Brother Dr. Phil Valentine says, look at the infrastructure that either is being built or will be built along the pathway of the so-called outbreak of Ebola. He also said, check Israel. Check Israel and Israel's desire for more oil wealth. I would say Israel. I would say America. I would say Britain. I would say France, the powers. I remember that, I don't know if I mentioned this recently, but even off the coast of Gaza, I believe I mentioned it, Israel wants to destroy the Palestinians from the Gaza, because off the coast of Gaza is enough natural gas wealth energy off the coast. Now back to Ebola. Reading from the October 7th edition of the Final Call newspaper, that great newspaper from the Nation of Islam, from Brother Minister Louis Farrakhan, we have an article written by Richard B. Muhammad, Ashahad Muhammad, and Brian Muhammad, Final Call staffers. The title is, There is No Natural Disease Called Ebola. Brother Minister Farrakhan said this in Kingston, Jamaica. Sister Minister Ava Muhammad said this on her program, Elevated Places, the Thursday, October the 23rd edition from Blog Talk Radio. Reading from the article in The Final Call. The numbers are alarming. The World Health Organization believes there may be twice as many actual Ebola cases as are reported. The Centers for Disease Control says the number could reach 1.4 million by January 2015 if massive, effective, and immediate actions are not taken. As focus is placed on treating the disease, some question its true origin, its spread, what is being or should have been done to curb its spread, and its ultimate purpose. Not everyone is convinced Ebola comes from infected Central African fruit bats and was transmitted by humans who ate infected meat or infected animals. Continuing with this article in The Final Call, there is skepticism about the disease mysteriously making its way from Zaire to Liberia through animal transmission without significant infections in countries along the way. Those who reject the Western view or have questions are not willing to easily stop sounding the alarm, and with valid reasons. There is no natural disease called Ebola, according to Dr. Abdul Alim Muhammad, Minister of Health and Human Services for the Nation of Islam. He called Ebola a weaponized virus rooted in chemical and biological weapons research by Germany. Remember Hitler? Remember eugenics? Remember the German wing of the House of Rothschild raised up Hitler and taught him the eugenics program that was already alive in Germany, Britain, and America. Continuing with the article. Weapons, chemical and biological weapons research by Germany in the 1930s and perfected in the United States. It is a weapon that can be used to depopulate, weaken, and dominate nations, Dr. Alim Muhammad said. There are stories, listen carefully, of the United States Department of Defense funding Ebola trials on humans, trials which started just weeks before the Ebola outbreak in Guinea and Sierra Leone. And this information is backed up by Francis Boyle on Alex Jones' show, and by Steve Quayle on Coast to Coast. Where else? A couple of other places I heard this information. The reports continue and state that the DOD, or Department of Defense, gave a contract worth $140 million to Tecmira, a Canadian pharmaceutical company, to conduct Ebola research. This research work involved injecting and infusing healthy humans with the deadly Ebola virus, according to Dr. Cyril Broderick, a professor of plant pathology at Delaware State University and a Liberian national. His thoughts are contained in a piece published in an online edition of the Daily Observer, a newspaper in Monrovia, Continuing with this article, disturbingly, many reports also conclude that the United States government has a viral fever bioterrorism research laboratory in Kanema, a town at the epicenter of the Ebola outbreak in West Africa, he added. Dr. Broderick listed research into Ebola and similar viruses conducted in West Africa and Liberia by the United States Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases, a well-known center for bio-war research located at Fort Detrick, Maryland. Tulane University, through the National Institute of Health, the Centers for Disease Control, Doctors Without Borders, UK-based GlaxoSmithKline, and the Kanema Government Hospital in Kanema, Sierra Leone. So what we see is this whole infrastructure consisting of college scientists, doctors, NGOs, I think United Nations also involved. And remember, a long time ago, 1974, Henry Kissinger and his memo titled Implications of Worldwide Population Growth for the United States Security and Overseas Interest, in which Henry Kissinger was advising the nations of Europe and America that if they wanted to continue to control resources and land and minerals in Africa, and if they wanted to gain more control of minerals and resources in Africa, that they, the technocrats working on behalf of the wicked ruling class and families, would have to depopulate the territories and region in which there were resources and minerals to be mined by the mining corporations connected to the Oppenheimers in South Africa, who control all mining corporations, all mining of wealth and resources, and connected ultimately to the House of Rothschild and the 12 to 13 families and the families that they answer to. And so from 74 out, you see, I think in 76 was the first outbreak of Ebola. And then before the 80s came, there was the outbreak of AIDS. There is so much good research done on this topic. Read that article in the Final Call online, finalcall.com. Go to the various places that I will have posted on the summary page and listen to the information. And let me quickly say with this, in this construct, that warfare, bloodshed, creation of disease, eugenics program, the maneuvering of leaders and presidents into wicked practices. President Obama sent those 3,000 to 5,000 soldiers into that region and territory for the purposes of securing land and wealth and resources, because his masters that control him have maneuvered him into such wicked act to facilitate the depopulation of peoples, so that the war machine and the mineral resource companies and corporations may gain more access to wealth and resources and minerals in the earth. And so this reminds me to tie this last loose end. We were talking about the security breaches that President Obama has been suffering. And through people like Webster Tarpley and Alex Jones and others, able to connect these security breaches to war issues. In other words, whenever there is to be an escalation of warfare and bloodshed, maybe President Obama is hesitant in escalating. So then all of a sudden you see security breaches. And then just recently there was another security breach, but now this time the security and the canine connected with security tackled the fella that ran into the property of the White House and say, oh yeah, we got this one, everything's okay. No, everything's not okay. We're looking at manipulation. We're looking at control. And see, let me confess, in times past, I was indifferent when thinking of assassination of President Lincoln. The other president, was it McKinley? Garfield, other presidents assassinated in those times. I said, well, they're wicked. You don't like to see loss of life. And whatever. When I saw the assassination of John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy, I said, well, something needs to be, I need to think a little deeper. Because the people loved John F. Kennedy and Robert Kennedy so. Now, we know that they were doing the bidding of their masters, killing and destroying, using CIA, using intelligence agencies, etc., spying on the civil rights movement, spying on Dr. King, spying on Minister Malcolm, spying on the Nation of Islam, spying on the human rights, civil rights movement, anti-war left movement, etc. But the people loved John Kennedy and Robert Kennedy and pushed John and Robert into the camp of peace. It was the power of the people that pushed John Kennedy to stand up for civil rights when in the first instance John Kennedy said, law is law, go home, stop agitating, get off the street, Dr. King, get off the street, civil rights movement, go home, leave us alone, the law is the law. And Dr. King and the civil rights movement said, no, we're going to push and push and push until they push John into supporting civil rights. So look, if the people could push John and Robert Kennedy into civil rights and human rights, how did the wicked ruling class see that reality? What type of calculations did the wicked ruling class and families make? Did they say to themselves, them talking, not me, them talking, the wicked ruling class and families, if they did not assassinate John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, the people would push John and Robert in totality into the peace camp. Then the war machine would die. Then the mining corporations wouldn't be able to justify mining wealth and resources and depopulating peoples off the planet. So I said, now, I have to see that even though these presidents are Caucasian, it doesn't matter to the wicked ruling class. The wicked ruling class only see presidents and prime ministers and kings and queens and presidents and CEOs of corporations, etc., etc., as technocrats to be used, abused, misappropriated, and manipulated for their purposes. So now I come back to President Obama. And so the security breaches are manifestations of the wicked plans of the wicked ruling class who are never satisfied with President Obama's war and killing tactics. This man every Tuesday, he said, goes down a kill list and says, kill this one, kill that one. We are against all destruction of the human family, but the wicked ruling class and the families, they say, not fast enough. Not strong enough. So they, the wicked ruling class and families who control the security of the president and the intelligence communities, CIA, FBI, FOP, they implement security breaches and make President Obama vulnerable to maneuver him into escalating warfare and bloodshed. The loose end I wanted to tie with that is that I heard it from my minister, Louis Farrakhan, a couple of years ago. When it came up again, I did the research, and a Caucasian Jewish owner of the Jewish Atlanta Journal, because this man, Andrew Adelman, is so supportive of Israel, we have to deal with politics. We have to be born again. We have to come back through the water and the spirit. We have to come through Leo and Virgo and be born again to see and understand what is really going on, what is happening, and look at this from the virgin birth, immaculate conception, mentality, consciousness that Yahushua wants us to look at this politics and history and reality. Jewish Atlanta Journal. I may not be saying that name of that newspaper correctly. I'll have it in my summary page. But this man, who is a mover and shaker in the high-level technocrat society of the Caucasian Jewish community, not the poor working class rank and file, talking about movers and shakers, those who consider themselves to be connected to the wicked ruling class and ruling families. This man, Andrew Adelman, so much wants everything Israel wants. Netanyahu, what Netanyahu wants, Andrew Adelman wants. Netanyahu wants all Palestinians dead, controlled, and moved out of Israel. Netanyahu wants all Africans dead, controlled on concentration camps, or moved out of Israel. Netanyahu wants that Israel controls all the land, wealth, and resources everywhere, all over the Middle East and Africa and off the coast of Gaza, etc., etc. Andrew Adelman wants the same. So, President Obama not moving fast enough for Andrew Adelman. Andrew Adelman openly called for the assassination of President Obama because in Andrew Adelman's mind, President Obama was not moving fast enough to do the dictates and the wishes of those who control the modern day state of Israel. We are against all of that. We have the born again mind. We have the mind that comes from the waters of Noom, the seed of life, germ of life, that atom of life, that word of the Almighty, that word that comes from the Father aspect of Yahuwah, emitted into the virgin womb of Mother Holy Spirit, the sacred divine feminine aspect of Yahuwah, and we have that clean consciousness. We have that mind of peace, that mind of tranquility, that mind of unity and oneness, that mind of orderly, being orderly, that mind that has no barrier, no boundary, as far as your mind can go in the Almighty, Father, Mother, Yahuwah, is the distance that you can, may, should, and will go if we have this clean consciousness born of the water and born of the spirit. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.